On this last day of the year, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me as he does each Monday morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, that fiscal cliff clock is just ticking away its last hours, and it seems Ohio's native son, John Boehner, is taking a bit of a secondary role to Kentucky's Mitch McConnell in the negotiations. Why is his position weakened right now?
Well, I think there's several things going on. Number one, there's no deal yet. There's some indications that Vice President Biden and Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, the minority leader, are starting to make progress. But John Boehner's problem as Speaker of a Republican House is that he has so many members who are Tea Party conservatives, very fiscally conservative, and will not go along. And there's a fear that even if they come together with a deal today, that Boehner can't control his own caucus enough to be able to get it passed. And we saw that before Christmas when Boehner had to pull back on his so-called Plan B, which would have raised taxes on people who make over $1 million. And the very conservative people in his caucus said, no, we're not going to vote for that. And he didn't have enough votes to actually get it done. So it raises real questions about his leadership and where it's going in the new Congress.
Well, if they do come up with a deal today, if the Vice President and Mitch McConnell do, you think if there's a good chance that it still may not make it through the House?
Well, it's possible. I mean, that's one of the problems. That's what people fear, is that once, you know, it gets to the Republican-controlled House, that John Boehner will not be able to put together enough votes to have people vote for a plan which raises taxes for some people and probably won't do enough on the cutting side to satisfy the conservatives.
If that happens, if the fiscal cliff is breached, if we go over the cliff, what does that mean to John Boehner as Speaker of the House?
Well, it's hard to tell at this point. I mean, I think he's in a weakened position now. You know, they'll have to elect a new Speaker. The new Congress comes into session on January 7th, and there's been a lot of rumbling within the Republican caucus in the House about John Boehner's time may be up. Now, the good news for John Boehner is that there's no one who has really emerged as a real challenger to him. It could happen, but he's going to have a hard time keeping his votes together.
Now, this past year, of course, we talked an awful lot about the presidential election and all the national elections, the U.S. Senate race in Ohio and so many others. Mm-hmm. We think of this upcoming year as not a big presidential or a big election year, but there's still a lot going on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more going on than just the city, you know, city of Cincinnati and the mayor's race and the council's race. You have hundreds of offices, particularly on the Ohio side of the river, that are up for election this year. Township trustees, village councils, municipal councils, all kinds of suburban communities have elections this year for hundreds, literally hundreds of offices. And those are very important. And in Hamilton County in particular, the Republican Party is putting together a big effort to try to hold on to as many of those suburban council seats and boards of education seats and township trustees as they possibly can, because they've seen what's happened in Hamilton County with the changing demographics and Democrats winning Hamilton County for Barack Obama two elections in a row, and also winning county offices.
If that were to happen, and the Republicans that right now, of course, have had in the past a fairly good stronghold in throughout the
right.
county and in those smaller areas. How do you think that would change the county as a whole?
Well, it'll mean a different kind of government. A lot of these elections are nonpartisan, you know, as far as there's no party designation on the ballot. But people in these communities know who they're electing. They know if they're a Democrat or if they're a Republican. And, you know, you might see some very big changes in some of the local governments over the next several years if the Democrats keep gaining ground, which they have in the last several elections.
Coming out on our website tomorrow, WVXU.org, you have a special story. You want to give us a quick preview?
Yes. It's all about who to watch in 2013. And it's not just about politics. It's about sports. It's about education, the arts, business. And it's a list, which I've put together, of people that I'm going to be watching. And what I would hope, because it's not a complete, comprehensive list, is that some of the readers who go to WVXU.org and look at it, send me their ideas about who they think.
Thanks, Howard. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can hear him each Monday morning at this time and read his column and blog and his story tomorrow at WVXU.org. It's 8:40.